Dynamo left back Adam Lundquist joins us now. Adam, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm glad to have you on the show. Now, were you even born when ABBA was making all this music?
I was not, but I grew up hearing it, and my parents, especially my mom, she loved ABBA, so I'm used to, I know almost all of their songs.
See that? So you knew that song, knowing me and knowing you. The world knows,
yeah,
ABBA, right?
Of course. Of course. Of course.
The world knows ABBA. They were the best. All right. So, yeah. Listen, thank you for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. Been enjoying watching you play and getting up and down the left side. Let's just first, I want you to recount the story you once told me about how you grew up and at a young age you left your home to pursue the soccer career.
Yeah. Like I mentioned before, like I moved when I was 16 years old. I moved about 3 hours from my hometown to attend a very good academy, or one of the best academies in the country. And I had to live by myself in order to chase the dream to become a professional football player or soccer player. So yeah, that's little what I went through to get where I am today. And I'm really happy I made the step when I was that young. And I think looking back at it, it was one of my best decisions in my life.
Tell me how your parents dealt with that, because that's not easy to send your 16-year-old son off into the world, especially when you're not going to be around him and he's 3 hours away.
No, but they reacted well. I mean, also my girlfriend at the time, we made it work, everything, like, and also the club had everything very well sorted out. Like, we were living very close to the school I was attending, and we had good connections to the trainings. It was very close. We just had to ride bikes. So, I mean, the whole environment that they sold to the parents, to all the players, were really, really good. And the club took real good care of me. And so it was really, as soon as I went there, it was kind of a no-brainer when my parents and I went to visit. And it wasn't really that tough of a decision. And it quickly became another home for me. And like I said, it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Now, was it a big piece of that, the educational component of this to your parents? Was that a big part of, okay, it's okay. We see that the soccer development side of it is going to be something good, but your parents, you know, see the educational side that was offered as well. Did that play a big part in it?
Yeah, it did, for sure. It was a whole picture that they kind of showed for my parents that really sold the idea of me living so far away from home. The club and the academy I went to was really, they had really a big focus on the kids finishing school and really doing well so that you could pursue both careers if something would have happened and all that. So it was just the whole picture of having the school matched up with the football or the soccer was really well put together, and the plan was for me to go 3 years there in kind of high school, and that's what we call, yeah, high school, and then train with a professional team on the side and everything. The whole idea made them comfortable and also made me comfortable with having the options to pursue both potential careers. And like I said, it was a really good decision for me and also a really good plan from the club and from the school. They worked really well together and yeah, it worked out well in the end.
We're talking to Adam Lundquist. By the way, that was only 10 years ago. It's hard to believe. You're only 26 years of age. That was 10 years ago when you left your family's house to pursue your professional soccer career. What was the name of that academy that you went to?
The academy was the academy of the professional club of EF Elfsborg.
Of Elfsborg, okay. And that's where you played a large portion of your career in Sweden, 7 or 8 years there before getting signed by the Dynamo in 2018. The Swedish First Division, tell me about it and what it's like and how did your European experience prepare you for Major League Soccer?
The Swedish League, I would say, is I mean, there's some similarities to MLS, but also I would say the biggest difference for me is that the Swedish league is a little bit more tactical and defensive-minded. I would say that it's very, all teams and all players are taught from a very young age to defend and work as a unit. So if you play a Swedish team, I would say it doesn't really matter what level, they're all really good defending in a unit and have a really good shape. And if you can see in MLS, it's a lot more of a transition type of game where it changes a lot from attacking to defending, and some of the players have a lot of freedom not defending and just going forward, and that really invites the game to get really stretched out and very, I would say, entertaining to watch and also very fun to play. So, I mean, that's the differences, I would say. And growing up in Sweden, like I said, I've been taught from a very young age to defend, play as a unit, also playing in a good level. And that really, I feel, playing some really competitive games from a very young age prepared me for any type of adventure I was going to take when I was ready. And I felt when the opportunity came to go here to MLS and kind of reinvent myself and take on a new challenge, I was really ready and I looked forward to the opportunity and also to go over here and play against and with great players from other parts of the world that I wasn't really used to. And like I said, the football was different. I had to adapt, and I saw it as a really fun challenge.
So are a lot of the Swedish fans that followed you at Elfsborg and supported you there, are a lot of them following your career now here in the United States with the Dynamo?
I think so. I mean, I'm not sure all the fans really, but like I know for a fact that there is some Swedish players over here in MLS, so that the Swedish media in general has a pretty good view and updates a lot in the newspapers and whatever, and because there is, the interest is growing over in Sweden for this league, and I think for the interest over in Europe grows also into this league. So I feel like people know what's happening over here, and that goes for me as well.
Adam Lundqvist joining us, Dynamo left back, has been an iron man, quite frankly. I mean, I could not believe how many games you played a row in this condensed schedule, Adam. It's like you're fit as a fiddle going box to box. Tell me how it's different now under Tab Ramos playing on the left side here and getting forward, because this system that the Dynamo are playing, this 4-3-3, I mean, you are a big part of the attack and bringing width to the team as a left back.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy it. And like I said, I pride myself being ready to play all the games, and I want to contribute and play as many games as I possibly can. And like you said, in this system, I get a lot of freedom going forward, which I like a lot. And I feel like we found a really good chemistry in the team also, with all the different types of attributes that we have, that we complement each other really, really well. I feel like me and Darwin, who plays on the same side, has a really good skill set. And like I said, we combined and we can complement each other very well. I'm more of a guy that likes to stay out wide and makes a lot of runs, and that could create open space up for him. And he's more the player that likes to go inside and create stuff and combine with the attackers. So I feel like with that connection, we create a lot of stuff. And like I say, I'm really excited going forward. And this system fits me perfectly, and I'm really happy. And Tab has done a great job from the start coming in and trying to change and implement his ideas into everything. So I feel like we are growing every day, and that's what you want to do as a football player. You want to come into training, and you want to feel like you're learning new stuff every day. And I feel like that's what we've done this year. And even though it's been a really strange year, but I feel like we're taking steps, and we just have to keep believing in the process and show the results. And I'm sure the results will come.
You seem, like a lot of the players, just so much more confident. You seem to be enjoying your football. Is that pretty fair to say here? The roles are very defined. Your tactics are defined. And everybody just seems to have a healthy respect for each other. I mean, I think even on the road, you just look a far more confident team when you go on the road now.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely fair to say. I think that what Tab has been trying to put into our minds is that we want to be a type of team. We want to play the game on our terms, and doesn't matter win or lose. We want to play the game our way, and we want to become a winning team. And that means to, and also what I like is that we want to play, like I said, yeah, we want to play our type of game. We don't want to go up against team and try to adapt too much to, of course you have to adapt to teams you play against. There's small stuff you need to have, you have to think about, but more importantly, you have to have your own type of game, your own style, that with that comes confidence, and with confidence comes good performances, and with that comes points. And I think that it's been a really positive change, and I think going forward we feel more and more comfortable every day. So yeah, I mean, like you say, we feel good about ourselves and the way we play, and we just want to keep, it's like you say, there's a bunch of respect between all the players. We know what's expected from one another, and as long as we have that, we can only keep growing, and that's what's really exciting.
Adam, how competitive are the training sessions? Because I'm assuming they're really competitive, because it looks like now the team and the roster has gotten deeper, and obviously we aren't able to come down and watch training sessions or anything because of all the COVID protocol and regulations. But tell us a little bit, give us a glimmer into, you know, how competitive these training sessions have been.
I feel like it's really been we've added quality to almost every position, and we have, like you said, a very deep squad with talent on every position, and also we have different kinds of player that gives us different kind of things and attributes. And I think that you need that in a team. You need players that are ready to come in and make a difference, and also have the skill set for it. And I think that the trainings have been really, really good. I also feel like coming back from all this lockdown and all that stuff, a lot of the players, all of us, have come back and not really taking anything for granted. We're all hungry, and we're all just happy to be back playing. So I feel like that's also been a big aspect for this year. And like I said, there's a lot of players that are taking steps every day, and that makes it competitive. And that's what we need to be a winning team. You need to have more than just 11 guys playing. You need to have all the players pushing to be in that starting 11, and that drives everyone to be better every day. So I feel like that's a good recipe for a good team.
Talking to Houston Dynamo left back Adam Lundquist, has been outstanding for the Dynamo this year, really logging a lot of box-to-box running and doing a lot of good things. Chicago Fire, they play a little bit more direct. This means there could be a lot of bypassing of midfield and, you know, target play and headers and second balls that have to be won. Does your role change at all against the Chicago Fire based on the way that they play?
Yeah, of course. I mean, defensively, like you say, they're a little bit more direct, so you have to take that into consideration and have a real, like, now we've done our scouting, so we know what they're about and we know what they want to do. So I mean, we have different types of tactical adjustments that you need to do, and also from a position standpoint, you have to be a little bit more cautious with the ball coming in behind the back line, so we have to be ready for that. But also, I feel like I said before, going and play away, doesn't matter which team we play, we focus, most of our focus is on how we are supposed to play and continue to grow within ourselves. And I think even though we're playing a completely new team and an Eastern Conference team, this is a good chance for us to go there and just show that home or away, it doesn't really matter. We're still going to be the same team, and you have to beat us. And we really want to take control of the game from the start, and that's what we're all about.
Albert Elise has moved on to Portugal, and I know he said his goodbyes to the team, and you've been through a lot with Albert. Just some thoughts on Albert going to Portugal and maybe some of the conversation you had with him before he left.
I mean, to be honest, I'm really excited for him to go and I've always known that he had the ambition. Ever since the first day I arrived here, I knew. I saw his quality. I know what he can do, and all of the fans and all of the people around Houston Dynamo knows what he's capable of. So I'm really excited just to see what he can bring to a team in that league. Also, I feel like he can do a lot of damage and score a lot of goals. And most of all, like the conversation has been like he's a really humble guy, and he's been waiting patiently for his chance to go. And like I said, I wish him all the best, and I know everyone in the club do that as well. Like he's given us so much. So this was only the it was about timing and the right decision. And I think from both the club and the player, I mean, it was a good deal and a good timing for everything. And I really wish him all the best. He's a good guy and incredible player. So I'm excited for his future.
Adam, you've been capped by the Swedish national team. You've played in the Olympics. You played in 3 games at the 2016 Summer Olympics. What was one of your fondest memories of playing in the Olympics? Because that's rarefied air. Not everybody does these things and plays an Olympic game. So tell me about that experience and what sticks out mostly in your mind from playing at an Olympics.
Looking back at it, it was a lot of stuff that really, I have really good memories from that trip. I mean, it was amazing just to be selected in the first place, but then also just I think the first game was the first game, and one of our strikers scored the first goal, and I remember like the whole feeling we had within the team and just the pride. I know we had one of my nicest memories was like we had before the game, we have this kind of inspirational video where one of our guys in the training staff had put together like a whole video with clips from our home country saying that you are all the players that represent all of this. And I remember I got goosebumps, and I still get goosebumps seeing, like listening to that song that was playing on the video and all that stuff. And just the whole experience being there playing against world-class players and also see such a big sporting event so close was unreal. And it was a really good time. And also I learned a lot. And I grew as a player, and I mean, just good memories, really. I was kind of disappointed that we didn't go through to the group from the group stage, but still a great experience.
Adam, thanks for coming on the program. By the way, I hear you're a big Liverpool fan. You know, there is a big Liverpool supporters group here in Houston that goes to Hugh O'Connor's pub.
And really?
Is that true? Are you a huge Liverpool fan, you and your father, I see?
Yeah, I am. I've been for a while. I blame my dad for that. So I've been through some tough times, but now I kind of I can't complain because right now they're doing really well. So but I have to look that up if there's a fan club. I really have to. I need to see what that's about.
Yeah, it's called Houston Liverpool FC, and they're a bunch of great guys. It's Hugh O'Connor's pub. By the way, that left back, Robertson?
Yeah.
Maybe we compare you and Robertson.
That would be, I mean, like I said, I think for me, that's one of the players I want to implicate my game from. I mean, such a good player. I mean, I can't stop watching him play. Him playing and Liverpool playing, I mean, makes me want to play like every time. So, but yeah, I wouldn't mind to be compared to him. I really enjoy that.
Andrew Robertson, the left back. Talk about a great pair of outside backs that get forward, just like the Dynamo are trying to do in the 4-3-3. Well, listen, thanks so much for coming on, Adam. We really appreciate it. We appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck against Chicago tomorrow. I know you're flying out in the morning, so we better let you get your rest.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That's the one and only Adam Lundqvist. Has played for Sweden, Elfsborg in Sweden, and, of course, outstanding so far this year in 2020. He has been a real fun player to watch.